Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the show where I drive from one point to another point and try to get to the point. Today's point. What is today's point? We've got a couple of options. So, option number one, do we want to talk about Larian using AI? Is that the feel-good vibe we want to go to for this Wednesday morning? Or do we want to talk about top 10 lists and how nice it is to talk about all of your favorite games? I think, unfortunately, we got to talk about Larian. So, here's the deal. I think Larian has been making a little bit of news lately. This is not, I guess, new news to some degree. The original post of this, I think, was a piece that they put out in, oh geez, it was in, I think, IGN maybe, a couple months ago. And the log line here is that Larian has been working on machine learning tools to like make animation easier and kind of less annoying for the people on the team. And this is kind of the part where language starts to break down for us in this space, because on one hand, machine learning as like artificial intelligence thing, like building systems to, you know, repeat patterns and find interesting patterns, is like a technology that has existed for a long time at this point. I have bumped into machine learning stuff in my normal day job for probably close to a decade now. Like, machine learning is like a cool thing. It's basically, in like the incredibly most rudimentary way, it is taking more data than the human mind can comprehend and then running algorithms and queries to return interesting results. All of those results tend to be contained within the data set. You're not like generating anything net new, which is fine. And like, ultimately, I think is a really good use of the technology. When we talk about older systems, like I think DeepMind and Watson before all of this AI nonsense, that was a machine learning system for the most part. So taking in lots of data, outputting something based on that data and based on the queries that you provide it, which is good. Like, I think that is like tools working for you and is kind of like the power of a lot of technology. And so Larian has been doing that with animation and things like that for a while now. And they had like a big post about it. I think it was earlier this year, like probably middle of this year, about how they're using machine learning tools to, you know, basically streamline the boring stuff that nobody wants to do and allow for more time for creation, which I agree with. Like, I think that is like a good use of technology. That is a fantastic way to streamline your process and like allow people to grow creatively. Unfortunately, the real bad part here is that more recently, in a Bloomberg piece, Larian, the CEO of Larian, Sven, can't remember his last name. This is why we do the show without notes. The CEO basically came out and said, like, hey, we are also using Gen AI tools. And they're using Gen AI tools in the worst possible way, and also kind of the most middle of the road doesn't matter kind of way, which is the most annoying way. So the thing that came out in the Bloomberg piece and has like since been a bit of a firestorm in response is that the concept art for Larian is being, I guess, generated. Okay, hold on. We need to back up. So there's concept art for a video game. And that concept art is made by concept artists. Those concept artists take reference from Google. They use art books. You know, you see this in, I've posted about this on Blue Sky before, but there is a specific pose that CL is doing in the key art for Expedition 33 and that pose is a mirror image of a very famous German romanticist painting. It's a dude standing on a mountain overlooking a field of fog. It is like a very well-known painting by Carl Friedrich something or other. You have seen this painting. And so, like, we're using classical reference in all of this stuff because, of course, you are. Like, art is a transformative thing in general. And so, like, you use reference. The part that is kind of frustrating and annoying is that the art reference that we are now using is no longer referencing art. It is referencing the stolen art that has been gobbled up by Gen AI systems. So, the concept artist is working on everything from like flavor and taste to composition and all of that stuff to make their concept art that will then go on to further inform the game, the visuals, the locations that you're going to, just kind of like test it out and see, like, is this a good vibe piece? And what Larian is doing right now is basically taking the, you know, we're going to Google stuff, we're going to use art book reference, we're going to like go to the museum and kind of explore these different art tones and everything. They're now adding, and from what they're saying, they're adding it, they're not removing everything else and replacing it with this, but they're adding Gen AI composition to that stuff. So they're hopping into Midjourney and say, give me science fiction, or I guess medieval fantasy man overlooking city on fire, realistic, artistic, please and thank you. And that is then outputting an image from Midjourney or whatever. And then they are using that image to then create what the concept art is. And this is the part where it kind of loses me on the utility of it, because what Larian is saying is that they do this and they're like, okay, cool. Like, we've just, instead of going to the museum, instead of pulling out an art reference or possibly in addition to, we are generating new, like net new, scare quotes new. We are generating new art to then base our new art on for composition and exploration. And they think that's fine, and I think that sucks. Because I think the problem with a lot of these AI systems, the problem with all of these AI systems that I think really sucks, is that they are people-pleasing machines. That is their purpose. If the machine does not give you the output that you seek or that you find satisfying, then you stop using the machine, right? And these are subscription-based tools that are valued astronomically high, and the entire point of that is to like be the new social media, to like be the new thing you are addicted to be the new thing that when a momentary question pops up, you're not going to go to IMDb to find out who that artist is. You're not going to go to Wikipedia to explore about this artistic medium. You are going to go to ChatGPT, and ChatGPT will tell you the truth, lowercase t, and you will accept that truth because it tells you what you want to see. And so, especially in artistic endeavors, you look at something like Clair Obscur. You look at something even like Baldur's Gate 3. These games are artistic powerhouses that are doing something with existing form, and then they are changing them. And we don't know. It is impossible to know how much Gen AI is used in those games. That said, I think that being out and proud about it and then having like a whole hissy fit on the internet about it to just like fucking tweet through the reaction that you knew was going to happen is just wild to me. Like, I've never been less interested in playing a Larian game than I am right now. And that's just because they are creating fake artwork through a tool and then using that to do something. And, you know, even if we want to pull it out and say, okay, like, cool, we're, like, boiling the ocean so that you can have, like, a composition that you can work from, or, you know, to generate an idea for what something looks like that is, you know, slightly different. Like, that's fine, I guess, if that's what you want to do. But Larian is known for its artistic, like, ability. Like, it is known for its capabilities of doing all of this stuff. And I think if we're going to talk about AI as a efficiency tool, which is doubtful, I think the one thing that you cannot sit there and point to and say this is an efficiency tool saving us time and money is my artists don't get to go to the museum, or my artist is going to sit in this chair and instead of cruising through reference, they're going to ask the computer to generate 100 fake references, and then we'll go from there. And this goes back to the idea that art is transformative to me, and that it is something that can be inspiring. Because what we're missing here, and kind of back to the whole point of these tools are simply just people-pleaser machines, is that what it's not capturing, what this efficiency, you know, is not capturing, is the inefficient process of discovery. And that's the thing that bothers me the most. So Divinity has its own style, right? It looks like a specific thing. They have decided that that's what it is. Maybe it's going to change in the new game. And maybe this whole, like, how we do composition stuff will not change that much. But the odds that there is something that an artist would have stumbled on in the process of creating concept art simply by being able to freely do that in a way that a studio like Larian, who literally just had a game that prints money, like, if there is anyone who is able to just completely throw off the shackles of needing to be an AI-centered company, it's Larian. And yet, we are efficiencying the artistic integrity out of a game simply for the composition part is annoying. I don't understand it, because there's part of this that is simply we're doing this thing to be efficient, to reduce time, to reduce annoyance. But sometimes I think the struggle is worth it. Like, I think that that is art. Like, that is the ability to do something. If I could just computer out all of the parts of, like, doing this that I find annoying, then, like, what's the point? Like, why would I do this? Like, it's one thing to say I have built an elaborate tool that makes walking animations happen easier. It's a completely other thing to say the artistic way that this works, I typed it in and said, this is what I would like it to be. It output a result, and I tweaked some vector points, and now we're done. Like, a machine learning tool is a tool that is tweakable and changeable and updatable. And that is different than continuing to feed sentences into a web browser to slightly change the output of something that you don't own or that you didn't make. And I think that this is the big struggle for me, because if studios like Larian are saying that there is something that they can gain from this, and it's not unified from Larian, which is also the fun part here, but if they are saying that this is a tool that they can do, I think this is just cooked. Like, Larian is given the biggest leash they could possibly have. They made Baldur's Gate 3, a game that is so universally acclaimed that they literally could have done anything. Could have made any game, and it would have sold like gangbusters. And instead, they made a really gross announcement trailer about the pustules on a dude being lit on fire and exploding scary blood plague. And I don't know how much of it is made with Gen AI. And that sucks. Like, they could have done anything, and instead they let the computer do any amount of it. And this goes back to the Arc Raiders thing. Like, good games should not get a pass on using AI. Like, people should be mad about this, because the thing that you loved about Baldur's Gate 3, the thing that you loved about Divinity Original Sin, the thing you loved about Divinity 2 is being outsourced to a computer that is boiling the oceans. For what? Efficiency. So, I don't know. I'm just so mad about it. Like, I don't even care that much about Divinity 2, right? Like, or Divinity whatever it is. I just wish that we could get over this whole AI bubble nonsense and just let the artists make the thing that they're good at. Like, let the people make the tools that help them in their day-to-day life without incorporating something that is just vaporware and a people pleaser. Like, I don't know. Like, how much... It just calls into question everything. Like, once you start letting that in, like, how do I know that this side quest wasn't written by AI? How do I know that this... You know, the entire concept of this game was not inspired by an AI search that's, you know, 70 queries long. And there just really isn't a way to know. And, like, we didn't know that before, but now that there is another piece of evidence that says that they are involving AI and that the CEO is interested in that, then, like, I don't know, dude. Like, is your next Asterion-level crush in Divinity actually just... the Darth Vader from Fortnite? And I think it's going to be kind of hard to figure that out. So, anyway, talking about games at the end of the year is really fun for the most part. So yeah, we'll catch you next time. Happy Wednesday, I guess. And go enjoy the Baldur's Gate 3 that you have that definitely also doesn't deal with Wizards of the Coast AI nonsense that they're doing in D&D. So, it's a bubble though, kids. It'll crash. Right? See ya.